Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four. I am Jim Galante, and back with us is Andrew P. Shea. Andy, first of all, we got to remember to announce our winner from Ask Ross, and that is Joe from Scranton. Joe will be getting in touch with you on the KSN polo shirt that you get for the best question. Andy, earlier this week, I had a conversation with our buddy Dustin. We were talking about the new proposal for a change in the college football playoffs. And that change was to a 12-team playoff. And here are the basics of it. Teams seeded 1 through 4 would get a bye. Teams 5 through 8 would actually host a first-round playoff game. Then for the next round, the quarterfinals, semifinals, they would be using the bowl game structure. Before we get into some more of the details of it, good idea, bad idea, something in between.
So I think it's I think of this on two fronts, right? I look at it from a competitive and value to the sport standpoint, and that's, I don't mean value in terms of money, because that's the flip side. This is, you know, for better or for worse, Jim, this is all about money. I mean, from the very beginning, the college football playoffs have been a monster. They elevated the game, the college football game, to, you know, in the neighborhood of approaching the NFL as a, you know, when they say the four big sports, you know, they say that, you know, the NFL, they talk professional, NBA. Well, to me, it's NFL, college football, and then whatever else is third, right? Even though it's not quote-unquote professional. But I think an expansion, so four has run its course in my mind in terms of, I like the fact that we even had four over two, right, as compared to the BCS era. I was like, yay, four, we get to decide it on the field, and, you know, it's four teams instead of two picked by a computer. I like the idea of four, but I do believe it has run its course. My instinct competitively is four is too little. 12, you know, might be too much, but it doesn't matter because I think there's so much money to be had from this that 12 is going to be the number. Like, I like 8 personally. I think you like 8 as well, but I don't think 8's enough in terms of the value proposition on the money front. So it's going to be 12. They're going to figure this out. So there's a lot to figure out, but I think they are, because the money's just there. It's already there. It's there for the plucking.
It is there. It is a lot of money, and that's a major part, if not the biggest part,
right,
of
right,
this.
Right.
Let's talk, though, about what the ramifications are on the field. Let's start with Penn State. Penn State has not made that 4-team playoffs.
Correct. Came close. 2016.
Should've pretty made much it. The way to look at this is every time, though, that they were in a New Year's Bowl game.
Right. New Year's Six Bowl game.
Year's Six Bowl game. If there were a 12-team playoff in those years, they would have made the playoffs. Obviously, that would be a good thing, you know, just on the surface, but what are the ramifications of making the playoffs? What does that mean?
More money and opportunity more than anything to me, right? Like, it's come down to three teams sort of today. It's all about Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State, but this creates, I like the expansion because it creates more opportunity. And for Penn State, it's, yeah, if you make the playoffs and you have an opportunity, that's a great thing. And maybe do you have to win a game for it to say it to be successful? I say no. I think winning a playoff game, you know, not only you get to say we were a playoff team, but we won a playoff game and made it to the second round or the quarterfinal round or whatever they're going to call it. So to me, it's like, it's all win-win making it on so many fronts. And it's just, it becomes interesting because I think the college football playoff has kind of set the table for a 12 team with ranking it as far down as they go to a top 20, establishing a pecking order for the New Year's Six Bowls. They've already kind of started seeding this at a higher level beyond just the four teams that make the college football playoff. So some of the mechanisms to make this successful are kind of already in place. Obviously, the wild card is the group of five teams and how they handle them. And they're still going to be responsible for all seeding, right? 1 through 12, they're going to be responsible for all seeding.
One of the issues that you always hear this argument against expanding the playoffs is that college football is unique right now because the regular season means so much. And that if you expand the playoffs, it trivializes the value. It lessens the value of the regular season. Andrew, I would actually argue the other way, that now all of a sudden more games become important because, you know, it was pretty much set. Penn State loses to Ohio State, it's over. You're not going to make the playoffs. Now you could lose that game, but every other game, when they play Michigan, when they play Wisconsin, when they play Iowa, those games now have extra value because a playoff appearance could be at stake.
Yeah, there's that argument is just carries absolutely zero buckets of water up a hill in my mind. I think this actually makes the regular season, like you do, I think it makes it even more valuable. It gives teams more opportunity, and most importantly, it allows them to schedule differently outside of their, you know, designated conference schedules. That, you know, this is about getting into what would be a fairly deep playoff field in terms of college football at 12 as comparison. The quality loss, which absolutely did not exist during the BCS era, it mildly existed in a four-team playoff, very mildly, but now a quality loss matters. It's not only how many, not just about how many games did you lose, but who did you lose to and how many games did you win all become factors in an expanded playoff field in my mind. So you can schedule, you know, a hammer game with an out-of-conference opponent, and you can actually lose that game. You can schedule Alabama, for example, right, and lose that game. Well, and say, you know, it's a good football game. Well, that's called a quality loss. You're not penalized for a quality loss. Bad losses are always going to hurt you. Bad losses are always going to hurt you under any scenario. But there's also the flip side of it is, you know, teams are going to lose games. Is it a quality loss or is it a bad loss? And that's a little different view from the fan perspective than you have, than those that are seeding and looking at filling a tournament field. And I love the value proposition of a 12-team playoff in terms of the quality loss and the flexibility to schedule better, more quality games to give yourself opportunity. I think it helps you. Quality losses can actually help you. Like, look, they played Alabama. They're 10-2. They lost to Ohio State and Alabama. Well, that's pretty good quality losses. I'd like that team in my playoff field.
And you also have to think that a quality win, by that I mean better for Penn State to beat Auburn than to beat Podunk. That might be the difference between making the playoffs and not. One of the other issues of concern when you expand the playoffs, though, Andrew, is in a four-team playoff, we've already seen major blowouts. Is that a concern? Now, you won't necessarily have number one seed playing number 12 because 5 Correct. Through 12 will play each other. Let's say it follows seeding. You have one play 8. How concerned are you about a blowout there?
Yeah, I'm not concerned about a blowout because exactly what you're talking about, 1 through 12 – one isn't going to play 12. One through four is going to be on a bye, right? So you've got, you know, 5 through 12, which you've got 8 teams in there. And what's the difference between, you know, 5-12 in college football the last 3 to 4 years. I don't think it's a large gap. Is there a potential for a blowout? Of course, any game could be a blowout. But I don't think competitively you view your 5th through 12 teams that you, when 5 plays 12, you don't view that as a lopsided matchup on its merits, right? I just don't think you're going to view that as a consistent lopsided matchup. You know, 12 wins and has to play one, pulls an upset, potentially a blowout and a lopsided matchup. But, hey, that's opportunity, and that's what I love the most about any expanded playoff field there's opportunity. That's a big word for Penn State. I would argue that in a 12-team field, if this had been in the James Franklin era, that Penn State would have at least 3 playoff appearances right now. Maybe 4, but I would say at least 3.
And another aspect to this, Andrew, is 5-12, 6-11, so on and so forth. That weekend, you're going to have 4 games pitting 2 top 12 teams against each other. If that happened in a regular season, we'd be saying, oh my goodness, what a great weekend of college football. And they would be home games. They would be on campus somewhere. I love that. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. So I'm a little, I might be a little different than most, but so in terms of, this is where the money comes into play. From a fan's perspective, just a fan, you're a Penn State fan, right? But you're also a fan of college football. So you're watching, right? Well, if Penn State's in it, you're even happier and you're even more keyed up, but you're still keyed up anyway. So am I. But I'm also the guy who's watching the World Camping Bowl, and I don't care who's playing in it. It's college football. I'm watching. So that's, you've got both ends of the fan spectrum that are the ones that are rabid for their team and they love the college football game. They got both audiences. The college football playoffs has proved that. Everybody watches the college football playoffs. And the numbers pair it out that it's just, it cross-pollinates. You're so dedicated to your team for so long. And if your team doesn't make the 4-team playoff, you still want to watch the 4 teams that are in it. So it's a win-win across every single solitary front.
And here's what I want to see, Andrew. December 10th, a team from the South coming up to play at Beaver Stadium or in Columbus or in Madison. That's what I want to see. Get those
just
teams.
Just don't say Ann Arbor.
No, not Ann Arbor. We'll take Madison, right. Columbus, and especially in Happy Valley. All right, Andrew, that is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A 2-for-1 deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.